Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's show, talking politics. Is it really so hard for us to all get along, or at least to have a civil conversation with someone with whom we disagree politically? And how much is the media to blame? We'll talk about how we talk about politics. But first, as the clock ticks out the final hours of Campaign 2012, we wanted to zero in on the main questions facing voters here in Michigan. Tim Martin is a reporter for MLive based in Lansing. He wrote a piece today titled, Five Questions to Ponder as Michigan Voters Prepare for Tuesday's Election. Tim, you start with the ballot proposals. They are everywhere. You can't turn on a TV or radio, it seems, or open a newspaper without some advertisement either for or against them.
You know, they've spent more than $140 million combined on the six ballot proposals. Those would be the supporters and the opponents. Five of them would change the state constitution, and I believe it is one of the most crowded ballots as far as ballot proposals go since the 1990s.
Other than the voters, who is, do you think, is most paying attention to these proposals?
Well, special interest, I think, would be paying a lot of
attention
to the proposals. They're the ones spending all of the money, the $140 million. Most of that money has been spent on just a few of the proposals. One of them is Proposal 2. That deals with guaranteeing collective bargaining rights in the state constitution. That has attracted a lot of money from unions that support it and business groups that oppose it. Proposal 3 has attracted a lot of money. Proposal 6, obviously, is one that you can't be near a TV and miss a commercial for Proposal 6.
You sure can't.
The Maroon family that owns the Ambassador Bridge has been the main funder for the supporters of Proposal 6, and then the business groups that would like to see a second bridge there have been the main folks running TV ads against Proposal 6. So three of the ballot proposals individually shattered the old spending mark, which was, I believe, from 2004, a casino-related proposal that was on the ballot. So three times over, that's been broken here.
And certainly we know Governor Snyder will be keeping a very, very, very close watch on Prop 1.
Yes, he'll be keeping a close watch on all of them. Proposal 1 is a referendum that would give voters a chance to decide should the state keep or reject a new emergency manager law. Emergency manager laws are put into cities and school districts that are struggling financially. We've had an emergency manager law for decades in Michigan. Last year, led by Governor Snyder's efforts, the legislature passed a new emergency manager law that gives emergency managers more powers. Some of those powers some folks don't like. One of the powers is to unilaterally toss out union contracts. Another is the power that allows an emergency manager to strip locally elected officials of their power. And that's kind of what has sparked the opposition here, and that's going to be, of all the ballot proposals, that's probably the one that polls show is most conflicted. I mean, there's a poll that'll show that behind, there's a poll that'll show it ahead by a little bit. So that's really probably on election night up to 6, the hardest one to get a gauge on headed into Tuesday.
Tim, what's the talk if the emergency manager does not pass and it's seen as a loss for the governor? What's the talk of what will happen then?
Well, it's possible that lawmakers would take a look at another version of a law to replace it. That's not a given. It's also not known really what would be in that measure. I think they've tried to focus on getting Proposal 1 passed, and again, Proposal 1, a yes vote, keeps that 2011 law on the books. But if that fails, I think it is definitely possible that the legislature and Governor Snyder would take a look at some other type of measure, perhaps different than the one that passed in 2011, to kind of replace it and give those emergency managers more tools to do their job.
Let's move on to what you see as the second question, which takes us right into the State House. What's the question there?
A couple of questions there. The first one is, will Speaker Jay Spolger survive an upset bid? There hasn't been a Speaker of the House defeated in a reelection bid since 1992, I believe. So it happens, but it sure doesn't happen very often. Democrats have spent a lot of money targeting Speaker Bulger in his district that runs part of Calhoun County, part of Kalamazoo County. it's, you know, kind of hard to predict what's going to happen there. But it's certainly going to be a far more interesting race on Tuesday than Jace Bulger would have thought he would have had, you know, 6 months ago.
Mm. And also, I guess the big question, will the Michigan Republicans be able to hang on to their majority? They've got a 64 to 46 edge right now, but with all 110 seats up for grabs, what do you think will happen?
I think most analysts are projecting that Democrats are going to cut into that margin, but might not win enough seats to retake the majority. It could be close. And one wild card in all of this is the districts are new this year.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 years, Michigan House districts are redrawn based on census population. So the districts look a little different in some cases than they did 2 years ago. Makes it a little harder to predict. But the House has a history of changing hands. Both in 2006 and 2010, it did just that. So that again, will be a very interesting scenario to watch Tuesday.
We move on to your third question, and the focus of that is one native son of Michigan who's running for president.
Mitt Romney, the son of a Michigan governor. You know, 4 years ago when he ran, he spent a lot of time here. And people, I think, may have expected him to do that again this time around. He has not chosen to spend a lot of time here. He sends a lot of family members have come here. Paul Ryan's been here a few times. But Governor Romney has not been here since August. And I think that surprised some folks. Some folks would say he's got other states where he feels he has a better shot at winning, possibly Ohio and Florida, where he has spent a lot of time. Some folks feel that the fallout over the auto bailout issue would hurt him in Michigan, and so perhaps he hasn't spent as much time or resources here as he would have otherwise. On the flip side of that, as little as Romney has been here, President Obama has been here even less.
Right.
I don't think he's been here since April, and that was for fundraisers. It wasn't even a public event. So, you know, Michigan, you know, still has a reputation as a battleground state, but that reputation is, you know, kind of slipping. Democrats have won the presidential race here many times in a row. I think it goes back to the older President Bush was the last Republican to carry the state. So it's been a while, and while Michigan is still a battleground state, there are some where the battle's a lot fiercer.
We're going to get into another battle. Your question number four focuses on the race for the U.S. Senate. Do you predict any kind of a possibility of a big political upset for Pete Hoekstra?
Well, I wouldn't predict that. I would think, I guess that's what would make it an upset, right?
Yeah, I guess it would.
If you win against everybody's predictions. He's got his work cut out for him. You know, if you look at most polls, he's trailed by double digits in late October and early November. You know, he's pulled upsets before, and Pete Hoekstra won a race early in his career in 1992, beating Guy Vanderjack in a congressional primary. And Debbie Stabenow herself was able to pull an upset in 2000, beating an incumbent to get in the U.S. Senate in the first place. But that's a tall order for him to pull off. This time around, he never was able to raise a lot of money here to get his message out broadly. He's pretty well known in West Michigan, but I don't think he is that well known in other parts of the state. So if he were to rally, it would be a huge upset.
And your final question, Tim Martin from MLive, is really about us and who's going to show up to vote tomorrow.
That is the key question, really, because, you know, at this point in the game, it's all about which side does the best job getting its supporters out to vote. And right now, we just don't know that. Obviously, 4 years ago, President Obama inspired a lot of folks maybe to go out and vote who had never voted before or hadn't voted in a long time. Very high voter turnout 4 years ago. This time, Republicans say that, you know, they kind of saw that and have responded to it and have spent a lot of more time on get-out-the-vote efforts than they may have in the past. So that's really going to be key because, especially in some of those swing districts in the state house, you know, whoever has the best ground game and is able to just simply get folks to show up on Tuesday could be the winner.
Just out of curiosity, Tim, where will you be on election night?
I'll be right here in Lansing. I'll do my voting on Tuesday morning and come in here Tuesday afternoon, and we'll be setting up a little office here in Lansing where we'll have a lot of reporters at.
And it'll be, I'm sure, a long day and a long night. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim Martin is the Lansing reporter for MLive. It has been 1 week now since Hurricane Sandy slammed into the eastern seaboard. The East Coast is hurting, and another big storm is headed their way. 1.3 million still without electricity. Incredible damage to homes and infrastructure. So you might be wondering, those of us in Michigan, how can we help? Jack Aronson and his colleagues at Garden Fresh Gourmet have already donated 40,000 pounds of food to those affected by Sandy. And now they're extending their support, holding a coats and blankets drive today until 6 p.m. and then tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can drop off new and gently used clothing at the Garden Fresh Gourmet offices in Ferndale. Directions and more information can be found at michiganradio.org. An easy and great way to help families who have literally lost everything. Here at Stateside, we want to connect with you. You can find us online at michiganradio.org. Head to Facebook and search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty, and that's C-A-N-T-Y, and on Twitter at Stateside Radio.